the difference between truth and fiction. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, and University of Philosophy, with Absolute Philosopher, the difference between truth and fiction. Now, when we're raising our children, we teach them to always tell the truth. We teach them that honesty is the most honorable thing that anyone can ever do. Honesty is beyond measure. And then we read books of fiction. We read books of fiction. We read books of drama. We read books of make-believe. We read fairy tales. We read all of these things. We watch stories on television and in the video and the movies. We hear the operas, all of which are fiction, and we sort of have a difficult time separating truth and fiction. And children make up stories, and we say, "Now that's not true, but mommy, that's what I believe. That's what is true for me." And then I come along. And I come along, and after all the years of being trained to always tell the truth, I say, be creative. Use your imagination. Build up your stories. Build up your imagination. Build up your dreams, and watch them come true. Am I trying to say to you now, speak fiction and watch it come true? Yes. Yes. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, if we're going to say that is a lot of baloney, then we might as well throw out a lot of other philosophy too. But whatever we believe and think about in our heart is our truth. That is what we base our life on, and that is what we utilize for our foundation of truth, our foundation of our thinking. Now, if you had always wanted a horse, I have a horse, I have a horse, I have a horse, and you keep having this as an ever-present thought in your mind, you will have a horse. If you think, I am sick, as an ever-present thought in your mind, or as a reoccurring thought in your mind, you'll be sick. If you say, I am independently wealthy, as your only thought about yourself, you will be independently wealthy, because you're putting that consciousness into your mind, into your being, and that is your reality. That is your truth. Now, the difference between truth and fiction is simply that truth is something that has happened, or something that we say that's what is, and fiction is perhaps a good definition for the word fiction. It's something that will be. It's something that, as we talk about it often enough, as we think about it often enough, we make it come true. Now, the fairy tales that are told to us as children and as adults, I mean, you can be sure they're still told to us, these fairy tales work themselves out in our life. Oh, perhaps not with the name princess or prince or king or queen or things like that, but with the concept that stands behind them. And the prince always gets his princess. If every young man believed that, he would always know that the girl that is most suitable for his happiness throughout his life, as well as he for her, is always there. And if they would know that and allow that to take place, they wouldn't have to chase after girls, looking for them here and there and trying to find them. They would just create them in their world, and in their mental attitude, they would be there. Now, you say, if that's true, then all these dating clubs and everything else would be go out of business. Well, the Iceman went out of business to a degree when the refrigerator came in, but the Iceman's still there. The dating clubs would still be there, but the thing is, in less profusion, in less profundity. And, of course, what is it that we're talking about? What is the difference between truth and fiction? What kind of a relationship do we want? What kind of a job do we want? What kind of a home do we want? What kind of a life do we want? You see, these are all fictional things, because they're things that have not yet revealed themselves to us. And by revealing, it meant to become an experience that is what we call real. Truth is something that is happening, that is taking place perhaps, but that does not need to continue to take place. Fiction is something that we're dreaming about, we're thinking about, that might take place and could take place if we will empower it to take place. So, truth is that which we see. Fiction is that which we empower to be our reality. Can you visualize that for yourself? Can you visualize that as a possibility in your life? It's a new way of looking at it, perhaps, but it's the way we always looked at it. It's just we haven't given it those particular words. But those particular words do indeed apply. And as they do apply, it is up to us to determine what it is we're going to have as our fiction. What it is we're going to have as our truth. For truth evolves out of fiction. The fiction becomes our reality. What is your choice for yourself? What's my choice for myself? My choice for myself is I am independently wealthy. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I am happy. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. I live in a glorious world. I am unconditionally loving. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. These are rather powerful ideas. Are they the ideas that you want to put in motion for yourself today? If you do, think about them. For whatsoever things you think about, these are the things you manifest. These are the things you create. These are the things you reveal in your life. Because you're not going to create them out of nothing. You're not going to manifest them out of nothing. But you're going to reveal them out of the fact that they already exist and merely await your claim upon them in your life. My claim upon them in my life. And I so claim right now. And I like it very, 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 very much. So have a good day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.